Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In John 14, verse 24, John 14, 24, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Anyone who does not really love me does not observe and obey my teaching. And the teaching which you hear and heed is not mine, but comes from the Father who sent me." This verse says that anyone who does not really love me does not observe and obey my teaching.
The Lord is saying, anyone who loves me will observe and obey my teaching. In other words, loving him means we will do what he says. As a parent, if our children love us, they obey our words, our instructions. Have you ever had a child who was continually professing their love and respect for you, but they disobeyed your instructions and or the rules of your home? If you have a child who knows you oppose drinking and drugs, yet they continually come home drunk or high, no matter how much they profess their love for you, your heart is grieved because they've ignored your instructions. Same is true in a marriage. If your spouse loves you, they'll obey the vows they spoke in the marriage covenant. However, if your spouse spends more time with someone else than they do with you, then you will most assuredly begin to question the depth and commitment of their love for you. If you love someone, then you want to do the things that will bless that person, as that honors the nature of your scriptural commitment to them. When you love someone with all your heart, you want to please them by doing the things they ask or like. The same is true of our Savior. If we love him, we'll observe and obey his teachings. Simple question. Do you love Jesus? For most Christians, the answer to that would be an emphatic and absolute yes. However, there's an old saying that actions speak louder than words. If you and I really love the Lord, if we love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our might, there are at least seven things that we must or should be doing. Number one, we must be born again if we want to go to heaven. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a Big Mac. We've got to be born again.
Luke 18, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified says, "And a certain ruler asked him, 'Good teacher, you are essentially and perfectly morally good. What shall I do to inherit eternal life, to partake of eternal salvation in the Messiah's kingdom?'" John 3, verse 36 of the Classic Amplified says, "We must obey his teachings if we want to have eternal life." And it says, "And he who believes in, has faith in, clings to, relies on the Son has now possesses eternal life. And whosoever disobeys, is unbelieving toward, refuses to trust in, disregards, is not subject to the Son, will never experience life, but instead the wrath of God abides on him. God's displeasure remains on him. His indignation hangs over him continually."
Romans 10:9 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." When we acknowledge and confess what Jesus tells us, then we will be born again and experience the guarantee of eternal life.
John 3 verse 7 says, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again."
You know, honey, the scripture doesn't say that you must be a good person, that you must be a moral person to get to heaven. It says you must be born again.
Amen.
Number two, be missions minded. There's no wiggle room for misinterpreting what Jesus meant in Matthew 28:19-20. Matthew 28:19-20, when he gave us the Great Commission.
"Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen." You know, I feel, honey, to throw in here, we should all be, in some ways, supporting some missions. And, of course, we do support missions. So, I mean, supporting the debt-free army, you are supporting
missions. That's exactly right.
But at the same time, that is a very important part of, you know, reaching the gospel, being involved with people who are reaching people with the gospel.
Amen. Number three, be kind to the poor. There are numerous scriptures that deal with this topic, but we feel led to share Deuteronomy 15:10, New Living Translation, which says, "Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do."
Amen. The Message Bible translation of that verse, Deuteronomy 15:10, says it this way: "Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God, your God's blessing in everything you do. All your work and ventures, there are always going to be poor and needy people among you. So I command you, always be generous, open purse and hands. Give to your neighbors in trouble, your poor and hurting neighbors."
Wow. That's a strong scripture, strong passage. It really is. Study and meditate on the benefits for those who help the poor. You can find it in Psalm 41, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 41, 1 through 3 in the New Living Translation. "Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them, those who help the poor when they're in trouble. The Lord protects them, those who help the poor and keeps them alive. He gives them, those who help the poor, prosperity in the land and rescues them from their enemies. The Lord nurses them, those who help the poor when they're sick, and restores them to health." Wow.
That's it. The point is, God blesses those who help the poor. Number four. Be a provider for the widows and orphans. In James 1 verse 27, there's no getting around what's important to God. And if it's important to God, then it should be important to us. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Number five, be debt-free. Be debt-free. Romans 13:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Scripture says, "Keep out of debt. Know no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor, who practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow man, meeting all its requirements." Being debt-free will save you a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, yes, it will.
Habakkuk 2:7, Classic Amplified Bible. "Shall your debtors not rise up suddenly, who shall bite you, exacting usury of you, and those awake who will vex you, toss you to and fro, and make you tremble violently? Then you will be booty for them." Reminds me of the chapter in Debt Determines Your Environment. If you've never read that book, go to the website and get it. You'll be blessed by it.
Number six, be successful. If you love Jesus, then you're following his success principles. And that's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Make that 1 Kings 2, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, observe the requirement of the Lord your God and follow all his ways. Keep the decrees, commands, regulations, and laws written in the law of Moses so that you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. And in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9 in the New Living Translation, the Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Number 7, be an effective servant, steward of all that he entrusts to you. Matthew 25:15, the scripture clearly states that we're blessed according to our ability to our stewardship.
And unto one he gave 5 talents. This is now Matthew 25:15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
God will give us what we can handle. However, scripture suggests that he also expects this ability to be multiplied within you so that you can handle more.
That's right. The desire of his heart is to one day say to you what says in Matthew 25, verse 23. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You know, honey, we're here on planet Earth. If we think about this scripture, this is what we are ultimately looking for when we get to heaven, that God will look on us and say, you did a great job for me on planet Earth. So in everything, if we have that attitude of, is this a blessing to where my Father is going to be glorified, then we know that we're doing the right things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, as a final thought, as you study those 7 things, actually I'm going to give you 3 more because we don't have much time left. Just as you study this, remember the old saying, don't tell me you love me, show me.
There you go.
Now, the 7 that we gave you, we can add, be forgiving as he's forgiving. You can read that in Ephesians 4:32. 4:32, we recommend the Classic Amplified. You can also be generous. Proverbs 11:24. I like the Contemporary English Version of that. And number 10, be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You could read that in Acts 4:31. We like the Classic Amplified. And Ephesians 5:18. That in the New Living Translation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't tell him you love him. Show him.
Hallelujah.
Anyone who does not really love me does not obey, observe, and obey my teaching. I never want to be guilty of that.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
I keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.